a plan, though it's hard to see it now. You feel you're walking all alone, but he is there, no doubt. When the storm around you rages and you're tossed to and fro, when you're faced with life's decisions, not sure which way to go, stand still and let God move. Standing still is hard to do when you feel you have reached the end. He'll make a way for you. Stand still and let God move. When the enemy surrounds you and the walls are closing in, when the tide is swiftly rising and you wonder where he's been, friend, there never was a moment that his arms weren't reaching out. You can rest assured and be secure. God is moving right now. Stand still and let God move. Standing still is hard to do when you feel you have reached the end. He'll make a way for you. Stand still and let God move. When you feel you have reached the end, he'll make a way for you. Stand still and let God move. The answer will come, but only in his time. Stand still and let God move. Stand still and let God move.
Thank you. still good to be back in the house of the Lord, you know. Or it's afternoon now, though, isn't it? You know, Kathy and them were saying something about, says, well, now, what are we going to sing? And I don't know about y'all, but, you know, sometimes old devil tries to tell me that God don't care what we're doing or where we at. But, you know, there's some things you just have to believe in and know that God's still real. Don't you listen to the words of this song. This says, I know there's a God. Listen to the words. Help us out, you know. Listen.
Abraham standing over Isaac.
Yes.
Knife drawn back to slay
his
son, but through faith in the Master.
God's been good in my life. I've cried some bitter tears, but I felt his arms around me as I face life's darkest fear. I've had more gains and losses, and I've known more joy than hurt, and his grace rolled down upon me undeserved. God's been good in my
love you, Matt. Bless the Lord. Three of the four I baptized. Yes, thank you, Lord. Will you turn with me to the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter number 5, verse number 11. You pray for us tonight. We were tired in body. Hey, it's been a long weekend. You sat in that hospital hour after hour and after hour and all weekend, and it just wears you out. Amen. But I do appreciate you for coming tonight from the very bottom of our heart. Hey, we always want to do that to be pleasing unto the Lord. Amen. The Bible said in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, verse number 11. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, verse number 11. The Bible said, wherefore, comfort yourselves. Listen to what he said. He said, wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another. Amen. Even as also you do. Let me read that again. I want you to get it. He said, wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify, in other words, lifting up, edify one another, even as also you do. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble, how, Lord, as I know how today, God, I pray, how, Lord, that you just come on the scene tonight, Lord. How, God, touch our body one more time. How, Lord, as we stand behind this sacred stand, how, Lord, never taking for granted. How, Lord, we don't never know, how, God, what tomorrow's may hold. How, but we're glad we know that you hold it in your hand. How, Lord, I pray, God, that you'll bless. Have the reading of your word. And Lord, touch my stammering tongue. I bring back remembrance that you've laid upon our heart. And Lord, we ask all these things. And Lord, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. He said, wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another. Amen. And neighbor, if I had a message that I want to preach on for a little while tonight, and neighbor, with our Lord being our helper, and neighbor, on this right here, be an encourager. Amen. Be an encourager. Do you realize tonight you don't have to have a calling to be an encourager? You don't even have to have a talent, Brother Herman, to be an encourager. Listen, that's what he's saying here in Thessalonians, to lift one another up. We are, listen, in discouraging days, are we not? Listen, neighbor, so it's more important now for you and I that are born again to be an encourager, neighbor, today. Amen. I like what the Bible says. Says in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 10, and verse number 24 tonight, talking about being an encourager. Notice what the scripture says. Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 24. He said, and let us consider one another, amen. Listen, to provoke unto love and to good works. I like that. In other words, tonight, be an encourager, amen. You'd be surprised at what an encouraging word, listen, an encouraging deed will do for somebody. He said, let us consider one another, to provoke unto the love and the good works, listen, that he has for you and I tonight. Listen, neighbor, and I thought about that this afternoon. Listen, neighbor, we're living in a time, listen, you've got an encourager, and you got discouragement. encouragers. I listen, have you ever seen those type? I listen, so we ought to desire tonight how to be an encourager. Amen. I listen, an encourager tonight. How they see your vision. Amen. I listen, and they want to help you out. I listen, neighbor. A discourager tonight. They'll blow your candles out. Amen. Neighbor, they really will tonight. I listen, an encourager. And someone who wants the best for others. They celebrate your victory. They lift you up when you're down. I listen, and discourage today. I listen, a discourager tonight. I always find the negative. Amen. Have you ever noticed that? I listen, there's some discouraging people around. Neighbor, in the society tonight. They love to bring down. They love to pull down. I listen, I've been sitting in a barber shop before. I listen, neighbor, and somebody will come in and I listen, a total stranger. I never ask somebody, do you know so-and-so? I listen, and it seems like somebody down through there, I can't wait to say something bad about them. Amen. I listen, that's a discourager. Neighbor, we need some encouragers in this day and time we're living in. Neighbor, that's what he's speaking about here in 1 Thessalonians. A discourager tonight, always finds, the negative. They really will. Neighbor, a discourager tonight is a type person other than give a drink of water to a drowning man. Neighbor, tonight, that's a discourager. An encourager tonight has always got a good word, good deed how to do for one another tonight. So it's a very important thing. Neighbor, that we let our light shine for the honor and glory of God, and let the world see Jesus Christ in our deeds and our actions and in our reactions. Lord, allow the light to shine within me. Lord, allow me to be an encourager today. An encourager. Amen. Tonight, listen. I thought about three things tonight about being an encourager. Listen, neighbor, tonight, some of y'all are encouragers. All of you tonight, let me say that. I hurt somebody's feelings short of the world. But all of you tonight have the opportunity to be encouragers. How about that? Neighbor, tonight, sometimes when I fall flat on my face, I've been here almost, 11 years. And I'm sure there's been one Sunday or two, neighbor, in those times that I've made a total mess. Amen. I'm sure there's been times I've stumbled through it and rambled through it, and you thought I was chasing a rabbit. Don't agree with me. Neighbor, tonight, but nobody's ever told me that, and thank God for it. Neighbor, Sister Olivia right there, she's an encourager. Amen. She really does. Olivia, you encourage me. She'll say, preacher, that's the best sermon I've ever heard. And then she may have to pray on her way out. But she's always lifting me up. And I appreciate that. I really do. From the bottom of our heart. And that's what we need as Christians tonight. Neighbor, to be encouragers. We need some encouraging people. Neighbor, today, not negative. I don't like to even be around negative people. I don't. I like positive people. I just got a positive outlook. And a positive outcome. Neighbor, tonight. But I thought about being an encourager tonight. Three things you want to look at. And I believe that an encourager does. My friend, it don't matter how much money you got, how broke you are. It don't matter if you're rich, poor. It don't matter if you're male, female. A young or old. You can be an encourager. Neighbor, tonight. And that's my heart's desire. Neighbor, we leave here tonight. I will have a better desire. I'd be an encourager of the gospel of Jesus Christ tonight. We'll have a desire to be an encourager. To be an encourager. Amen. Put that back up for me. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, verse number 11. One more time tonight. Being an encourager. He said, wherefore, comfort yourselves together. Amen. Listen every night and edify one another. Edify one another. Thank God. Amen. Be an encourager to your neighbor. Be an encourager to your fellow church member. Be an encourager to those that we work with. Be an encourager to those. You'd be surprised when we go through Walmart. I list a neighbor and you go through the cash register line and somebody may be having a very bad day. Either may be on the brink of just committing suicide. But you look at them and say, have a good day. Everything is not always bad. There's a better day of coming. You'll be surprised what an encouraging word will do for somebody. It may change their whole outlook. It may change their whole destination. It may change everything in their life. Be an encourager. Be an encourager. Listen, number one, listen every night. Listen, there's three things tonight that we can be an encourager about. And I think we've all got those traits within us tonight. Sometimes it's just hard for us to find them. Amen. And we live in a time where it's so much easier to tell something negative than it is something positive. Amen. It's so much easier to tear somebody down than it is to lift them up. Amen. Listen, but three things tonight. I want to get into this. Like I said, we're tired, but we'll do the best we can. Listen, number one tonight, being an encourager. Number one, you know what we can do is pray for one another. Pray for one another. The Bible says pray for without ceasing. Look at what the Bible says in the book of James, chapter number 5. And verse number 16, I listen, neighbor, today. Pray for your enemies. The Bible said, pray for them and even despitefully use you. Ain't that hard to do? But listen, neighbor, today. It's easy to pray for those that love you. It's easy to pray for those that support you. But if you want to be an encourager tonight, you got to be even to pray for your enemies. I listen, neighbor, that's hard to do. But the Bible said tonight, listen, in James chapter number 5 and verse number 16, I'm looking at this scripture tonight. Notice what the Bible says. I listen, neighbor, he said, I confess your faults, I neighbor one to another, and listen to this right here, and pray one for another. Amen. Listen, neighbor, now you better be careful about confessing your faults to one another, because listen, that praying ear may have a running tongue. Amen. I listen, neighbor, now you know what I'm talking about, but you know something tonight, you can pray for one another. Amen. He said, confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. Listen, I hear what he said. He said, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Amen. Thank God. And listen, you don't have to have a talent. You don't have to have a calling. You can pray for one another. Amen. One of the biggest things and greatest things you can do for somebody is say, I pray for you today. Amen. Listen to him sing that song, I pray for you. I pray for you in your troubles. I pray for you in your storms. Pray ye for one another. That's an encourager that prays for one another. Listen, I say this all the time. If you ain't got nothing else to pray about, you can pray about me 7 days a week, 365 days a year. You can call Brother Jeff's name out in prayer. I always stand in need of prayer, Brother Wayne. Always stand in need of prayer. Pray for one another. Let the burdens of each other. Lift the burdens of each other through prayers. Through prayers. Pray for the things we know and the things we don't know. Amen. See, when we send out those texts and we send out those calls, that's not just an information station. Amen. That's not just, when that prayer line comes across your phone, that's not just an information station to let you know that something's happening. Brother Wayne, that's a prayer line. That's a prayer line. That means, hey, I need somebody somewhere to kneel down, stop what you're doing, and pray for this situation. Pray for whatever may be going through. Ain't you glad we got a God that his ears are never dull? I listen, neighbor, the royal telephone is never busy. Neighbor, what can we do, preacher? First of all, to be an encourager of those that are around you is pray for one another. Pray for them in their storms. Listen. If we want to shout the victory with them when it's won, let's pray them through what they're going through. Amen. Let's pray for what they're going through. Pray ye for one another. Amen. Listen, I think today in society that we're living in, and we see all the changes that are taking place, and we see all the people in the church world today. Listen, we go to places today and we see people. Listen, the only time they think about one another is that neighbor on Sunday morning or Sunday night or Wednesday night. Listen, I want to get you to the point that Morning View Baptist Church is on your mind every day, every day. Listen, neighbor, because this is what happens. Just as soon as I'm done here tonight, listen, you may be through, but guess what happens to Jeff, neighbor, when I get home tonight? You know what I start doing? I'm already planning for Wednesday night. I'm already planning for next Sunday morning. I'm already planning for next Sunday night. Listen, neighbor, this message tonight may have come 3 weeks ago. I'm neighbor tonight, but it's always something. So in other words, tonight we can pray for each other. Pray when we're down. Pray when we're on the mountain. Be an encourager, and we can encourage one another through prayer. Through prayer. If we've got a weak prayer life, you're going to be a weak Christian. But if you've got a strong prayer life, you can be a strong Christian tonight. You know, that's what we need tonight. We need some prayer warriors. We need some prayer warriors that say, Lord, I can't sing, I can't teach, I can't preach, I can't do anything, but Lord, I can pray. I can pray. I can pray for you, preacher. I can pray for you, brother. I can pray for you, sister. I can pray for those other church members. Amen. I'll never forget, my daddy was pastoring over there in Felton. You know, my mom always called that Sin City. But my daddy was pastoring over there in Felton, and she was about right. My daddy was pastoring over there in Felton at Westside, where I was at for 10 years, and the church needed a roof on it. And Brother Wayne, there was about three men, and the rest of them were women, that went to that church. And I'll never forget this. Daddy said, we're going to have a work day next Saturday. We're going to roof the church. He had more faith than I had. But he said, we're going to roof the church. And so they that Saturday morning, everybody got over there, and even us kids. You know, that's what it was. You had to go. And we all got over there, and I'll never forget it. There was two ladies that lived down the road that had a pretty rough name in that neighborhood. They were rough women. They just about whoop you, spit the back in the eye at the same time. I mean, they were them kind of women. You know what I'm talking about. Listen, and I'll never forget it, Brother Herman. We were sitting out there and fixing to get started. And listen, I seen these two older ladies. Here they come up the road, and they had every one of their sons. They had every one of them. And in their hands, they had all kind of crock pots. They had all kinds of... And I'll never forget it. She looked up at my daddy and she said, listen, she said, now we us ladies can't climb up there and help you on that roof. She said, but these boys here can help you. And said, we're going to feed you and we're going to pray for you. Amen. Ain't that support? I listened, neighbor. It wasn't long after that church began to see people saved and it began to grow in a mighty way. I listened, neighbor. Tonight. That's what I'm talking about. You want to start seeing spiritual meetings and you want to start seeing things happen within the body of Christ. You begin to pray for one another. You began to pray, light a fire up under them. I listen, call on Brother Robert Brown's name out this week and say, Lord, and just next Sunday, I pour a double portion on him and let it just run all over him. Amen. I listen, neighbor, and then next Sunday morning, when he comes in and he's shouting the roof off, you can too, because you know your prayers have been heard. Amen. I listen, neighbor, and the answer is on the way. I listen, neighbor, tonight. That is what we need more today than anything, Brother Matt. We need some encouragers. We need some encouragers. We need folks that can pray, to pray. Pray ye for one another. Be an encourager. Be an encourager tonight. Amen. Pray ye for one another. Amen. Then number two tonight, when we see this subject on being an encourager here in 1 Thessalonians, and you can find it in the writing. Listen, not only should we pray for each other, but number two, we got to support each other. We got to support each other. Amen. The Bible said if two walk together, if they don't agree, both of them will fall. So in other words, tonight we got to support each other, helping each other. Listen to this now. Helping each other in return helps you. Amen. When's the last time you went out your way to help one another? When's the last time to support one another? Listen, listen to this right here. They lifted the arms of Moses. Amen. You remember Aaron and Hur over there in the scripture? I listened. Remember the Bible said the Israelites was beginning to lose. Moses' arms began to get heavy. And he noticed that, Brother Wayne. And listen, and the Bible said, and not only did Moses notice that, but Aaron and Hur noticed that. And so what happened? Aaron got on one side, and listen, and Hur got on the other side, and they lifted the hands of Moses up. Amen. I listen, neighbor. I'm going to tell you something. There's going to be some time. In my ministry, I listen, neighbor, for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Listen, I'm not going to need money. I'm not going to need food. But this is what I'm going to need. I'm going to need somebody to get up under each my arm and say, preacher, you may be discouraged. Preacher, you may be down and out. But don't give up. We got your arms raised up. We need some support. Amen. I listen, neighbor, tonight. That's what we need. We need some encouragement tonight. I listen, neighbor, tonight. Support each other. Preacher, we're going to be your support beam. We're going to be your support. We're going to pray for you every day. We're going to support you, and we're going to support the church, helping each other in return, except you, as they lifted them hands there for support. But I wonder tonight, whose arms have you lifted up? Whose arms have you lifted up lately? Amen. We got to lift the arms up tonight. We got to lift the arms up of one another, of each other tonight. Listen, that we can, listen, we're all in a battle. We're all in a fight. We're all in discouraging times. Listen, every night. And so that's why it's very important that we be encouragers and not discouragers. There's a difference. There's encouragers and there's discouragers. Amen. An encourager says, yes, we can. A discourager says, no, we can't. Amen. You remember when Joshua and them went, listen, and they sent the spies out, and they went and spied the land over there, and they came back, and they said, yes, we can. Said, man, we can take it. And the others said, no, we can't. Said, there's grasshoppers over there. Listen, neighbor, that's bigger than we are. I listen, but I'm telling you tonight, we need to bind together as a body of Christ and encourage one another, support each other, and lift somebody's arms up tonight and say, hey, I'm there for you. I'm there for you. We're going to fall. We're going to stumble. We're going to have heartaches. We're going to have disappointments. But we need somebody to say, I'm there for you. I'm there for you. You don't even have to tell me your need. Just tell me to pray for you. Just tell me you need prayer. Amen. Because I do need the prayers of those we love tonight. We need prayers of the praying people to pray for one another. Pray for each other. Support each other. Listen, every night, in every endeavor that we undertake as an individual or a body of Christ tonight, whatever it may be, listen, listen. He said a divided house cannot stand. So we got to come together as a unity tonight and a body of Christ and support the cause of Christ, and that is to win the lost at any cost. Support whatever it may take to do that tonight. Support each other. Be an encourager. Be an encourager. That don't take a talent. It don't take a gift. You don't have to be called. Somebody said, well, I've just not been called to be an encourager. It's not a calling. It's not a calling. Amen. It's not a gift. Somebody said, I don't have the gift of being an encourager. It's not a gift. Amen. God automatically puts that within us, but the devil comes and he puts that discouraging mind and that discouraging spirit within us. And see, next week I want you to think about it. This sermon's going to hit you. This sermon's going to hit you next week, because there's going to be situations come up in your life, and you're going to have the opportunity to either encourage somebody or discourage them. And that's when it's going to hit you. Right before you open that mouth and say something, you're going to think, I got to remember what that preacher said. I got to remember what the preacher said. I want to be an encourager. Let me encourage you. Let me help you carry your load. He said to bear you one another's burdens. Be an encourager. Lift each other up. Support each other. Amen. Support each other. Thank God. Listen, when we have a dinner, it takes everybody to bring food, things like that. That's supporting one another. Amen. One person can't do it. They can't carry the whole load. We have to support you, one another. That's what it's all about. Be an encourager. An encourager. Tell these singers tonight, all of them, you know what? I just wanted to say, what a blessing. What a blessing. There's not a Sunday goes by that somebody don't tell me they enjoyed the sermon or they needed that, and that's encouraging. But these other people need it too. They need it too. Our Sunday school teachers, they need encouraging. Amen. Our WMU workers, our brotherhood workers, our funeral service workers, our custodian, everything. Everybody needs an encouraging word every once in a while. But if we ain't careful, we always see the negative, and we never see the positive. Amen. So he's saying here tonight, he said, lift one another up. Lift one another to support each other. Pray for each other. And then number three, not only should we pray for each other, support each other, but I think it's up to you and I tonight to strengthen each other. I think we need to strengthen each other. You see the scripture that says iron sharpens iron. Amen. Iron sharpens iron. I get my strength from Brother Wayne right here. And I can get strength from you tonight. He can get strength from me tonight. Listen, we need to build up, not tear down. We need to build up, not tear down. Not bind down, but lift one another up. Support each other. Pray for one another. I like what the Bible says in the book of St. Luke, chapter number 22, verse number 32, talking about strengthening each other. We need to support each other, strengthen each other. Amen. Pray for each other. I wonder tonight, as we said these three things tonight, I wonder in each one of them, do you find yourself being an encourager? Being an encourager tonight. Listen what he says here. He said in Luke 22 and 32, he said, but I prayed for thee. I prayed for you. Amen. That thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Strength comes from one another. Strength comes from binding together. We sing that song, remember? We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power. It's in being together. It's that binding together. He said if we'll be in one mind and one accord, he'd be in the midst, to own and to bless, to give that that we stand in need of tonight. When we bind together, everybody's pulling in the same direction. Everybody's pulling in the same direction. Be an encourager tonight. Be an encourager. Pray for each other. Support each other in everything. Just because we may not be the center of attention in something, don't mean you don't need to support it. We should support each other. If Brother Robert said, you know what, Lord's laid it upon my heart, we're going to do this or that, and that, we ought to support it. We'll support, if it's God's will now, amen, I'm not going to support anything that's not in the will of God. But pray for each other, support each other, and then strengthen each other. Make somebody else strong. Help them get stronger. We see so many times people are so weak, Brother Wayne, and instead of trying to help them get their strength, we want to discourage them. We want to say, you'll never be any better. But we need to strengthen them. We need to make them stronger. You know why we need to make them stronger? Because there may come a time you're going to need them. Amen. There may come a time you're going to need them. They may come a time you're going to need them in the foxhole with you. And when that time comes, I want them to be strong. I want them to be strong that we'll be able to win the victory and we'll be able to win the battle. Listen, he said, but I pray for thee. Ain't that good? Amen. The Lord said, I pray for thee. Man, ain't that good tonight? Let's pray for one another. Amen. Support one another. Amen. Give each other what we need to get us through. Give us the tools that we need to survive our daily life. Strengthen one another. Amen. I ought to be a stronger person because of you. And I hope you're a stronger person because of me. Strengthening one another, that's what it's all about. I hope there's times in your life that when you've been weak, it's your weakest moment, that some sermon I preached or something I've done has gave you a little strength. Amen. It gave you a little strength. Thank God. Put some action behind every action. Pray for each other. Support each other. Strengthen each other. Amen. We're going to ask Brother Robbie to come and verse for a song tonight. Message may be short, may be scattered, but listen. Be an encourager. An encourager of those that diligently look for it. Amen. Thank God. We ought to make every officer in the church feel like they're the best that's ever been at that. They're the best that's ever been. Amen. There's enough negativity out in the world today. Listen, I have enough folks tell me how sorry I am. You know this and that and this and that. But you know what? I need those that the body of Christ to be an encourager. Amen. I need some encouragement tonight. Amen. There's discouragers everywhere. There's discouragers everywhere. I had a guy tell me here a couple of weeks ago, and you know I reckon they love to throw slurs, but he said, my Lord, you getting fat. Amen. Amen. That's what he said. Then after he got up, I said this. No, I didn't hit him. But I looked at him, and you know, wasn't that encouraging, Sister Sue? I looked at him, and that's what I said. Now, I said it. Somebody might tell you, I said it. I can't help it. Amen. I looked at him. I said, yeah, you're right. I put on a few more pounds. I said, but you know what? I said, I can probably cut them donuts out and probably, you know, exercise a little bit. I could probably lose some weight. I said, but there ain't anything you can do about being ugly. I probably shouldn't have said that. But I had to get it off of me. But people want to be discouraging. Have you ever seen people like that? See, he discouraged me. I thought I'd encourage him. But that's the way. It didn't come out like I meant it to, but it came out. Encourage one another. I finally got you to laugh anyway. Amen. Let's encourage one another tonight. That's what we need, Brother Wayne. Amen. Lift our brother. There's nothing wrong with going to somebody and say, look, I just want you to know you're a blessing to me. Amen. I just want you to know it. I'm here if you need me. Amen. That's what it's all about. Lifting each other up. Coming closer together. A family that's close together, they'll worship good. It worships good. Amen. Be an encourager tonight. Amen. Let's don't be a discourager like that guy was trying to do me. It didn't hinder me. I went right on back to Max Baker and got another donut. Didn't matter. Amen. Be an encourager. They make bigger suits. Thank God. Be an encourager. Who have you encouraged today, really? Think about it. Have you encouraged anybody? In the last month, who have you encouraged? Who have you lifted up? Who have you told you're a blessing to me? Listen, if it's been a while, I wish you'd pray God to give somebody on your heart. I really do. I wish you'd say, Lord, you know what? I hadn't done that. I want you tonight to lay somebody on my heart that maybe I can tell them next week or whatever. You've been a blessing. You've been a blessing. Amen. You don't ever know. That might change their whole day. That might change their whole day. You don't know that might change their whole life. Amen. I was watching the newscast here a couple of weeks ago, and there's a guy, I don't know what he was going through, but he was up there in Atlanta, and he was on the ledge of a bridge, fixing to jump off. And police officer came up on him, and you could hear the police talking back and forth to him, and he said, brother, I don't even know you. He said, but I want you to know I love you. And the guy told him back, and he said, don't nobody love me. He said, yes, I love you. He said, I care about you. And he said, I promise you, there's somebody in your life that loves you. That loves you. And what you're fixing to do will tear their life all apart. And he talked that man down. He didn't go up there and say, well, you dummy, jump. He didn't do that. He went up there with love. He went up there with compassion. And Olivia, and he talked him down. And that man may live 50 more years. He may become a preacher, may become a teacher, may give his life to God. We don't know. But I'm just saying tonight, we need some encouragers. Don't we? We get discouraged enough. All of us do. We need somebody to start lifting us up. I'm not saying me as an individual now. Don't say, well, preacher's down and out tonight. No. I'm talking about encourage one another. See, this is the key, and I'm going to close, Brother Robbie. This is the key. When I come in and I say, you're encouraged, you're enthused, you're worshiping like you're worshiping, seeing folks saved, don't worry about the preacher, I'm happy. But when I get discouraged is when I look out and you're not encouraged. And you're discouraged. Amen. Brother Wayne, is that not true? Amen. It's true tonight. Your actions, listen, you only preach a fiery sermon on Sunday morning. A lot of it goes by how you're looking back at me. Encouraging. Encouraging. It's hard to keep preaching and somebody going, amen. That's not very encouraging. But encouraging. Preacher, I could have stayed another hour. Amen. Lift one another up. I want you to lift somebody up before you leave here tonight. Amen. Be an encourager. We need encouragers, not discouragers. There's enough of them out there. Amen. I don't like discouragers. I really don't. But we love you tonight. Will you stand with us? This may have been scattered. This is what God laid upon our heart tonight. Be an encourager. Lift somebody up. Help somebody carry their load. Be a burden bearer tonight as we sing, Brother Robbie.